light at the end of the COVID tunnel. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Biden administration today out with some optimistic outlooks concerning the pandemic.
White House COVID response team coordinator Jeff Zients said thanks to vaccines, antivirals, masks, and more,
we're moving toward a time when COVID isn't a crisis, but is something we can protect against and treat.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said they are continuing to assess data and trends as they prepare to update guidance on things like masks. Walensky was asked if their update might coincide with the lifting of some states' mask mandates that won't take effect for at least another week or two.
We anticipate that many of these will intersect in terms of timing.
The seven-day average of cases has declined 40% and hospitalizations declined 28%.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Biden is ordering the release of Trump White House visitor logs to the House committee investigating last year's riot at the U.S. Capitol, again rejecting former President Trump's claims of executive privilege. The records being released to Congress are visitor logs showing appointment information and individuals who are allowed to enter the White House on the day of the violence. U.S. officials and several NATO allies are leery of Russia's claims it's pulling back some troops from the Ukraine border.
Russia relies on confusion. Russia relies on obfuscation. Russia relies on misinformation and disinformation to cover its tracks. We should all expect that, and we should all be ready for it.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says Russia has actually increased the number of troops as concerns continue over the possibility of an imminent invasion. The Interior Department's Inspector General says former Secretary Ryan Zinke misused his position to boost a development project in his home state of Montana, then lied to ethics officials about his involvement. Zinke is now running for Congress in Montana. His campaign calls the report a political hit job. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Southwest Airlines is bringing back a service suspended during the pandemic.
Southwest Airlines is resuming alcohol sales on flights almost 2 years after the Texas-based carrier paused its onboard beverage options over COVID and flight disruptions related to masking policies. Though Southwest's flight attendants union has voiced security concerns, saying the return of alcohol on flights while the mask mandate remains has the potential to increase mask noncompliance and misconduct issues. Southwest's latest step toward normal makes American Airlines the last of major U.S. carriers to hold out on resuming alcohol sales. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Fueled by pay gains, solid hiring, and enhanced savings, Americans sharply ramped up their spending at retail stores last month in a sign that many consumers remain unfazed by rising inflation. Retail sales jumped 3.8% from December to January, according to the Commerce Department. Last month's increase was the largest since last March, when most households received a final federal stimulus check of $1,400. A number of lawmakers say the NTSB should use more accurate female crash test dummies.
The lawmakers say studies show the female crash test dummies currently used to get data are scaled-down versions of a male or a replica of a body that's 4 feet 11 inches tall and weighs 108 pounds. Lawmakers say that's not an accurate representation of female drivers. But a statement from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said that real-world data suggested that the smaller females were at greater risk of incurring injuries and thus the reason for using the small-sized female crash test dummies. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
The death toll from mudslides and floods that swept through a mountainous region of Rio de Janeiro state has reached 78. The officials there say the number of dead could rise as searchers pick through the wreckage. 21 people have been recovered alive. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.